Well, plenty of critics have emerged since Labor and National announced their bipartisan plan to make the way for greater housing intensification in New Zealand. Those against the bill have voiced fears over potential, quote, urban slums and a loss of character in their neighbourhoods, loss of sunlight, I've seen. The Detail podcast today looked at the hiccups in the housing intensification bill and the argument for not leaving our green spaces behind in the planning. And some have complained that the coverage has been too critical, that there haven't been enough voices supporting the bill. I'm always keen to hear from as many different directions as possible. And so joining me now is urban design specialist Matthew Prasad. He's the Director of Holistic Urban Environments, or HUE, and he joins me on the line from Auckland. Hi, Matthew.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good. Nice to have you on the show. No pressure, yeah, right, having to represent the whole of of the group of people supporting this bill. I thought in the early days, like, it can't be that bad if National and Labor are both keen on the idea. That covers represents a fair proportion of the population if you look at just who voted for them.
Yeah, you would think that. I guess it's it does create a little bit of fear and uncertainties when it's your home. And I guess that's where everybody's kind of visceral reaction is coming from. But you would think, yeah, there'll be more support for it.
What have you made of the opposition? Has it been in good faith as far as you can see?
I think they have legitimate concerns, and I don't think we should dismiss them. But what I think has happened is that the concerns have been blown out of proportion. They're not as great as I feel that they've been made out to be. And nor are they kind of not fixable. There are some issues with the bill. There's no way around it. There are some things they need to fix. But yeah, the opposition in terms of going that this shouldn't happen, and then we're going to have urban slums is a bit of an overreaction, I feel.
Yeah, there are people on the other side who say it needs some changes, and you are sort of on the affirmative side, but you think it needs changes as well, and that's possibly a constructive way to talk about things. I guess the difference being that you want to see some progress, and not to put words in your mouth, but are you worried that if we screw our nose up at this one and it doesn't go through, that we won't get another chance to make meaningful change?
Yeah, I mean, this bill hasn't come about for no reason. It's come about because we've got some issues with our planning system, and it's trying to address it. So what we're ending up here is a change towards a more urbanised Aotearoa, and that's a meaningful change that we're not going to get perhaps again. If this gets scuppered now, we might have very poor political appetite to make this kind of change again. So
okay,
it's better to kind of get involved and kind of move it in the right direction than to just say get rid of it.
Yeah, fair enough. And for people who aren't aware of the changes, they include allowing up to three homes, which are three stories high, to be built on most sites without resource consent. Why are you keen on this bill, Matthew?
Well, we're doing a resource consent application for exactly that. And it adds a considerable amount of time and cost to people. And people don't realise, you know, it could be as little as 50 or 100,000 to get that resource consent. Imagine where that money could go through if we didn't have to go through that. It could go to a better quality home. It could help with more affordable homes, regardless. And it just adds in a little bit more supply in a way that perhaps wasn't easy enough before. We don't need to take up council's time, you know, wasting just one or two homes on people's sections. Their time is better spent doing other things. I mean, they're already overworked. Why not? They should spend their time on the ones that are 20 homes, not somebody trying to put one or two homes on the back of their section for their kids.
Yeah, okay. And so when, on day one, when I said to someone out loud, having not thought it through too much, I said, oh, this sounds like a pretty good idea. And the person said to me, who was a fellow homeowner in Auckland, said, how would you feel if someone put up a three-story building on the other side of your fence and blocked your sun? And I guess regardless of how I feel, that's a pretty major change in Auckland pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, we shouldn't dismiss that concern. It's a legitimate concern. But how do we enable that three-story to happen so it's both appropriate? At the moment, we have controls that enable three-story homes, but when you try and do that, you end up with these awkward, horrible spaces internally to live in. So for the benefit of your neighbour to have a little bit of sun, we're creating very awkward, expensive homes that are hard to live in. So it's not about the three-story, I guess, that people are worried about. It's a three-story and it's in the environment that it's created. And these are the issues that need to be addressed in the bill, but they're not major. A few little tweaks can really fix it easily.
What does your submission say, Matthew? And plain language it for us, if you can. What would you like this bill to look like?
Well, we said to keep the current rules, but be very specific about it. Make it so if somebody has an existing home and they want to put two homes on it, let them do it. So be very specific. The concerns about everybody is about developers and overdeveloping sites. And we want a different set of rules around new development. So when somebody knocks down a house and redevelops the site, we want to create a new urban environment. And that new urban environment is more like how Coalition for More Homes put their submission in. It's to build closer to the street, bringing up the backyard, opening up more space. And therefore, the sense of space will be created across the entire community over time. It won't happen today, but maybe in the next 10 years' time, you will get this openness around everything. And you get buildings facing the street, and you won't have outlook issues, which currently happens right now, with people looking sideways at each other, over their side boundary, into their neighbours. And that's what makes them feel hemmed in or kind of more claustrophobic. So if we pull buildings closer to the street, free up the backyard, create more space, specifically around redevelopment, then we're getting somewhere. And then you keep the current NBRS, but you perhaps constrain it a little bit more, perhaps drop the coverage a little bit more, or create some other controls and enable two homes to be built where there is an existing home already on site. And so that was our submission.
Okay. Why does it matter whether your lawn, your undeveloped area is at the front of the house or the back of the house?
Well, it doesn't really matter too much, but it does. You're talking about the street environment here. And so at the moment, council is controlling the private realm quite heavily and not focusing on the street. So when you pull buildings closer to the street, you free up the space in the back, which is where people live generally. And so when you build up all the backyards, it gets this sense of buildings encroaching on you. So your neighbour that was talking, how would you feel with a three-storey building blocking out their sun? Well, if they didn't build in the backyard, they'll be guaranteed. And your neighbour will have an assurance that their sun will be protected because you can't build in your backyard, you can't build in the backyard. But they can go to town in the front and build as high and to the three-storey limit as they want, and closer to the street, and engage with the street. And then council has to now really bump up their kind of street activation, planting street trees, creating more traffic-calm streets, more pedestrian-friendly. And so we get a more kind of urbanised outcome.
Okay, all sounding pretty good. Can I put a couple of specific objections to you? One developer, quite a progressive developer who I spoke to, was worried about the maximum number of dwellings that you could put on a section. He said if they were going to liberalise things, they should not have a limit to how many you could put on a section, and that way you could have all sorts of different developments. This is kind of encouraging uniformity and actually just creating more expensive $1 to $3 million homes.
And I'm in agreement with that, and that's why we propose these two split rules. If you're really just kind of enabling somebody just building an additional home in the backyard, that's the current set of rules. But with redevelopment, why have a limit on how many homes? Perhaps a floor area ratio should be something that we should be focused on, not how many homes you provide on a site. So if somebody wants to provide four large homes, and then go for it. But in the same floor area, somebody might want to provide six or seven or eight. And that all helps towards creating variety and getting away from uniformity. Because at the moment, we have pretty much the same type of housing everywhere, which is kind of adding to the issue around affordability.
Okay. Matthew, what are the chances the government will listen to you and other people trying to, suggest improvements? What does that select committee phase look like? Do you get the sense that they're listening? And yes. I guess with the context of a National Party leadership change possibility as well, what do you think this bill is going to look like by the time it comes to the final vote?
I mean, that is a bit of an interesting curveball, but on the whole, the select committee appeared to be listening to constructive criticism to getting this right. And when we made our submission, they were very curious about how our proposal worked, and others that have made similar constructive feedback about how to improve it rather than just attacking it. I believe this bill will change. It will not come out the way that it's gone in. How much it will change, that will be a very interesting question.
Are you surprised they didn't chat to you more ahead of making this bipartisan announcement? Not you personally, but the industry. Again, the people I spoke to seemed quite surprised they hadn't been consulted or asked for ideas.
Yeah, I think that is a little bit of a bone of contention. But then if you have to look at it the other way, we look at the submissions that have been made. A lot of them are trying to water it down and go the other direction. So in a sense, they did the right thing by not asking anybody and just going as to the maximum as possible. And because there's too much interest involved in trying to protect people's patches. So council, they didn't consult council, for example, and I'm not surprised because you only have to look at their approach with the NPSUD. They're taking a very conservative view on it. So why would they consult them? They will equally could provide an even more conservative view.
Matthew, we're out of time, and I just wanted to throw one quick one at you, which is, because a lot of people have mentioned this, in Auckland in particular, there's no incentive to build along existing infrastructure. Are you concerned about that this density can go anywhere and that might be a negative?
There was a really good one by the former economist for Auckland Council. He said that most of the development is already occurring around infrastructure. It's doing about 14 times of the lifting that that density elsewhere. So some density will happen on the outskirts, but there'll be a compromise, a price compromise. But most things I think you'll find will happen around existing infrastructure, and I mean infrastructure in terms of rail, bus, as well as wherever you've already got the pipes under the ground. So I don't think so there's too much to be concerned in that regard.
Okay. Hey, nice to talk to you, Matthew. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Matthew Prasad, who has made a submission around that proposed amendment to the Resource Management Act, allowing up to three homes, three stories high on most sites in the big cities.